Constitutional Showdown. General Flynn's biblical warning to America, what gets checked is what gets done. What gets checked is what gets done. With these piercing words, General Michael Flynn sounds an alarm not only to President Trump but to the faithful remnant in America. This is more than political warfare, it's a spiritual test. As scripture warns, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm chapter 11 verse 3. The answer? Stand firm, watch, act. In this urgent interview with Benny Johnson, Flynn issues a clarion call: do not go to war with Iran. It's a trap. Instead, he calls the nation to confront its greatest enemy, the internal corruption eroding our republic from within. Flynn isn't speaking in hypotheticals. The nuclear bomb is already here, he warns. 20 million criminal aliens, some tied to terror and espionage. They were not dropped on us by a foreign nation. They were invited by open borders, protected by lawless governors, and ignored by a complicit Congress. This is not just a national security crisis. It's a betrayal of the constitutional order that echoes the judgment of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 23. Your rulers are rebels, companions of thieves. They all love bribes and chase after gifts. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Flynn draws a clear line between political games and spiritual rebellion. We are no longer debating policy, we are resisting a new confederacy, a domestic insurrection of sanctuary cities and globalist strongholds that are at war with God-given law and national sovereignty. General Flynn, a former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, reminds us, the president, not the DOJ, is the chief law enforcement officer of the land. And yet, as he lamented, executive orders are meaningless if no one enforces them. Those executive orders are only as effective as those who carry them out. What gets checked is what gets done. This echoes the biblical principle of stewardship. It is required of stewards that a man be found faithful, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2. In God's economy and in constitutional government alike, accountability is the lifeline of justice. Flynn makes it plain: the deep state, media, and even the GOP establishment have no interest in truth. They seek power, not righteousness. But our Lord warns, "Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil," Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20. Rather than rushing into foreign conflict, Flynn urges Trump, and all Americans, to keep our eyes on the real fight: domestic tyranny, intelligence betrayal, and globalist sabotage from within. He affirms the courage of leaders like J.D. Vance and Tulsi Gabbard, while sounding the alarm that many federal positions remain infested with Obama-Biden holdovers loyal not to the Constitution, but to the agenda of international control. The biblical pattern is clear. God raises up deliverers when the people cry out, Judges chapter 2 verse 16. But deliverance often comes with testing, and right now, America is being tested. Flynn's message is not defeatist, it is defiant. Against overwhelming odds, he praises President Trump for withstanding pressure that would crush most men. But even the strongest leader cannot save a nation if the people are silent and the church is asleep. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 13. Flynn's testimony is one of betrayal, battle scars, and bold truth-telling. The forces working against Trump aren't just political, they are spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. And still, Trump fights. Still, we must stand. What gets checked is what gets done. Let us then examine everything carefully, hold fast to what is good, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 21, and call on our nation to return to the God who gives liberty and the law that preserves it.